The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. Begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, it has a different ambience. Enjoy! Today's Daf in Masechet Zvachim is Daf Tzadich Chet, and we're holding about a fifth of the way down on Vekama Ama Benonit. So we're on the seventh line here. Remember that yesterday we had the machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, where we apply the Ama of Shishat Tvachim and where we apply the Ama of Chamishat Tvachim. The language that was used is a rather strange language for calling the standard Ama an Ama Benonit. I mean, it's a very much a borrowed term, because we've got the mean Ama, you would say. But I mean, when you're using the word Benonit, the implications are that there are other Amot that are larger than it. I understand there's one smaller. I mean, that we said the Ama V'Tofat was a machloket, whether we apply that Ama, which equaled the other Ama only if it was an Ama plus another Tefach, by definition means it's five Tefachim. But what was the larger Ama that would allow us to use the word Ama Benonit for the Ama of Shisha? That's what we need to understand today. So first let's establish what we mean by an Ama Benonit. The Kama Ama Benonit, Omer B'Yochanan, clearly the Ama Benonit referred to was six Tefachim. Omer B'Yosi Bar Ovin, that's obvious from the Mishnah, Fananami Tanina, Rabbi Meir Omer, HaShulchan Orcho Shneimasar, V'Rochbo Shisha. Now that means that if Rabbi Meir is using what he calls the Ama Benonit, and when it comes to Tefachim, he says that the way to measure the Shulchan is by multiplying the number of Amatayim by six Tefachim. So obviously the standard Ama, six Tefachim. But if you use the word Benonit, says the Gemara, Mechlal Dava Ama de Nefishamina, I mean, is there a larger Ama than Shisha Tefachim? Oh yes, indeed there is. As a matter of fact, there were really two Amot that were larger than the Ama of Shisha Tefachim. And that was a reference to the Mishnah, Vatznan, that there were two additional Amot, and they were kept in Shushan HaBira. Shushan HaBira is not the city of Shushan, it's the gate on the east, which is called Shushan HaBira, which was called that because it had a picture of Shushan HaBira, that we'll talk about later. And that gate had above it an area, some say it was a room, others say it was actually on the very wall, which you measured it on the building. But most of that means it was a separate measuring rod, which was the standard Ama that was used for purchasing orders and for measuring deliveries. And those Amot were actually different than the standard Ama. So there were Shtei Amot, where was B'Shushan HaBira, Achat Al Keren Mizrachit Tzvonit, V'Achat Al Keren Mizrachit Dromit. And why did we use these two separate Amot? We'll see. But the sizes were as follows. The Keren Mizrachit Tzvonit was larger than the Shishat Vachim of Moshe's by one half of an etzva. So Ita Yitera Shel Moshe Chatzi Etzva. She Al Keren Mizrachi Dromita Ita Yitera Aleha another Chatzi Etzva. Which means that Pesach HaKol, the one that was on the Keren Mizrachi Dromit, was Yitera Shel Moshe a full etzva. And why indeed Lama Omru Achat Gedola VeAchat Ketana? Kedei shiye omanim notlim bektana umachazirim begdola, kedei shelo yavo lidei mi'ila. Because what we wanted was to measure with the regular Ama. So he would say, okay, I expect you to deliver, let's say, 20 Amot of this period, 20 of this material, let's say 20 by 4. And that would be a measured by the Ama. We're paying you kach for kach, by the standard Ama. But when you deliver, we're going to measure with the larger Ama, so that you're going to end up agreeing on a price, but you're going to end up delivering more than the price. That way, we don't get into any questions about mi'ila in case there was some kind of discrepancy in the measurement. So then, this way we avoid an Oman knows that he's going to end up having to deliver more than he agrees. It's the type of thing. You want to do business with us, this is how we do business. So why do we need two then? Why do we need two? Now, by the way, don't get confused. No, tlim b'ktana or machzirim b'gdola does not mean the ktana of the two or the gdola. The tlim b'ktana means Moshe's, the standard. B'gdola means more. Now, the question, why is there two more? I mean, make up your mind. You want it to be measured by an etzba or by a chatzi etzba more? Arthur Lomeli. It depends, obviously, what materials we're dealing with. I mean, if you're ordering a wall to be built, no melas, it'll be a chatzi etzba. It'll be an etzba more. But if you're dealing with precious metals, that's like an awfully big discrepancy. So over there, we use the smaller one. Not the smaller one, meaning the smaller one, meaning Moshe's, the smaller one of the two. So that means that we really have four amot. We have the amot hamisha. That was the machloket where it's applied, whether it's like all kelim, whether it's applied to the specific cases that are mentioned in the pasuk. Or we have the amot benoni, which everybody agrees is fakim. And then we have the amot benoni plus. And then we have the amot benoni plus plus. So it's basically, right, the chatzi etzba more and the etzba more. Yes, we're proving.
I mean, the Mishnah was like very specific. Why?
Yeah. They weren't anything that was our specific measurement. We need this piece of wall replaced.
Yeah, this piece of wall. So we want based on, but the measurements of that chamber were based on, you're going to order a piece of furniture that's going to be 2 centimeters too big. It's not going to fit. You're not doing anybody a favor. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it for a piece of furniture. And if I did, I would give them the wrong measurements. That's how we get what I want. I would pay.
All right.
Means that I'm paying you.
Okay, right. You're taking a discount. It's a discount.
This is the square meter. Okay. That's all what I'm saying. That's what I'm, as far as the actual measurements, that has nothing to do with it. Here's the measurements. What's the price? Per meter. So now we understand why we can use that word, benonit, and it means literally benonit, even though it also obviously has the meaning. You have the standard on. Sha'ar HaMizrach, by the way, I mean, having mentioned Shoshana Birah, let me just explain that there was all the reason it's called Shoshana Birah is it's a reference to the Sha'ar HaMizrach, which had a picture, I love Shoshana Birah, Tzura, it had a picture of Shoshana Birah. Why in the world would you want a picture of Shoshana Birah on a gate where you're walking in the Beit HaMikdash, my timer? Rav Chista, Rav Yisro, Rav Adimi give different reasons. Chadamar, Gideshi Yedu, Me'echan Bau. You have to recognize where it is that your current situation is from. People are very quick to forget history. So remember, you're walking in here, remember that you got here because of the Nisim in Shoshana Birah, the Malchus of Shoshana Birah, and Esther of Shoshana Birah. And that's one approach. Being as this was built at the time of Malchut Paras, we don't want you to forget that, because it's an inyan to know your place under the Malchut. Omer Yanai, Liolam Teimat Malchut Alecha. Don't play games. Always have covered for the Malchut. We find that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he spoke to Paro, so, I mean, what he was really saying was, you know, you're going to come down, you're going to get on your hands and knees, and you're going to beg me to leave, and then I'll leave. But he doesn't say you are going to beg me to leave. He says, V'yardu kol avadecha ela, all your men over here, your prime minister, and so all these guys are going to come, v'ishtachavu li lemor, v'ilu l'didei lo kamer. He doesn't say anything. But in the end, we find the famous Paro in pajamas, right? The whole point was Paro coming. But he didn't say it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, you have it much more blatant than that, said Rabbi Yochanan, because we have a Yad Hashem Aitar L'Liyo, by Shanes Motnava Yorot Stifnei Achav. Can you imagine, they were not acting as a runner, because it wasn't Derechat Malchus, covered, but Achav should be traveling alone. So he runs in front of him, Adbo Achai Yisrael, with a special Keach of Ruach HaKadosh to make him move. Another once already we're talking about the Ma'amorim of Rav Chista and Yitzchak Avodimi, who one said one and one said the other in these type of inyanim. We have another machloket, the famous machloket about how to understand the river that grew out of the Migdash. The water would come out of the Migdash, will come out of the Migdash. Of course, with Jewish historical order, it would come out of the Migdash. And
he is coming out of
the Migdash and so on. And you have on either side, the Pasuk describes, Eitz Ma'achal, Lo Yibal Aleihu, and Piriola Ma'achal, and then it closes with the Piriola Ma'achal, the Aleihu Litrufa. the leaves of these trees that were growing from the water that came out of the Beit HaMikdash would be used for trufa. What exactly is the meaning of trufa? Rav Chista, Rav Yisrael, Rav Dimi argue about this. They both recognize that the word trufa is constructed of lahatir peh, which means to open that which was sealed mouth. So one says it means lahatir peh shelamala, that people who were unable to speak, eating these leaves would allow them to talk. B'chadomer lahatir peh shelamata, women who were sterile would be able to give birth by eating these leaves. Yitamar chiskiyam lahatir peh ilmim is trufa, and bar kaporas lahatir peh akarot, which is basically that machloket. Tana Rabbanan. Getting back now to the Lechem HaPanim, it's interesting that we have three different markers in the pasuk. And why would we need three? But it says we'll lekach pasolet v'afito tashtemesre chalot. Marker number one, 12 chalot, and there's a shnei esronim yachalahat. Continues the pasuk and v'samto tam shtayim marachot sheish marachet. So now we have 12 chalot. Two marachot, six chalot in each marachet. I mean, it seems to me I could figure out myself if there were two marachot, then times six would be 12. It seems to me I could figure out if there were 12 chalot and two marachot, that it would be six a marachet. I mean, you're giving me too much information here. Why do I need all of this? Therefore, I want to analyze why I need each and every one of these. Tana Rabbanan. Let's say it would have said, v'lekach tasolit, v'afito tashtemesre chalot, and the Sato Tabshtai Marachot, which you'd think would be sufficient information, but it really isn't. Because if you didn't say Shesha Marachot, so I would say, yeah, you could make one of four, one of eight, no? I mean, as long as I get two Marachot of 12 Chalot, the Kachner Mar Shesha Marachot. On the other hand, let's say it would have said only, you think, well, okay, so if you know Shtai Marachot, Shesha Marachot, I can multiply 2 times 6, you get 12. Ah, wrong. Because even there, Mar Shtayim Marachot, Sheshem Marachot, it wouldn't have said Shtemesr. Then I would have said, well, maybe the way the Pusk is reading this is a reboot. Shtayim Marachot, Shesh of the additional Marachot, for which I understand that means all the Marachot were 6 means, total of 18. So I should make Shalosh, Shalshesh, Shesh. Therefore, I need to write Shtemesr in total. On the other hand, if you would have said Shtemesr, Chalot, and you wouldn't have said Shtayim Marachot or Shesha Marachot, you would have said Shtemesre Chalot, and you would have said Marachot. You would have kept the word Marachot so that you would have had just the word Marachot, B'Marachot, Marachot. So then I would have known that there's three Marachot, I would have assumed. Tayiti Omer Shlosha, of course it has to be 12, okay, so it's Shlosha L'Arba Arba. But I want to know Shesh Ma'arechet. Therefore, I have to know all three of these things together. Actually, Yomu Shesh Toshak Mikrot Alolov, I wouldn't have said Ma'arechet, Shesh, and Shtemesre, Shtayim, Shesh, and Shtemesre, so I wouldn't have known Lolomatno. Okay, Tzad, Baisa, what is it that the Pasuk is saying? You need Shtey Ma'arechot, each one of Shesh. If you would make Achat Shel Arba, Achat Shel Shmoneh, Lo Yatza. How about if you would make Shtayim Shel Sheva Sheva? Do we ignore the because anyway the Shulchan is only Mekadesh up to that level. Maybe the upper one. I mean, I look you'd be over on Baal Tosif, but it's not going to pass all it because maybe we just see the upper ones as if they don't exist. So what's the din if you made Sheva B'Sheva? So Rabbi Omer, what's the problem? Roim et Ha'Yonakilo Ein what? Who cares what's above it? It's like it's not there. What do you mean it's like it's not there? What about the problem of where to put the Lavona? If you put the Lavona on top of the seven, then it's out on the Ma'arechet. Then it's a Chatzitza between the Ma'arechet and the Lavona. What would you do about that? So as the Gemara, if you run it to El Yonah Kiloina, I thought you need the Natata Al. I thought we darshan from the pasuk al hamarechet levona, which means that you have to put it all the way on top, and over here you can't put it on top. No, this is Rebbe. Remember, Rebbe, this is Rebbe Lishitasa.
So some said it was Rav Chisda, said to Rav Amnuna, this was Rav Amnuna, said Rav Chisda, this is regular Shitato. Rebbe holds that you don't put it on the Ma'arechet, you put it on the table next to the Ma'arechet, anyway. Bechlav, what about the seventh? In general, where do you put the Levona? So Rebbe learns that Al means Bisamuch, it doesn't mean above, on top of, it means next to, which was the question we had earlier, on the top of Shul. To tell you Rebbe, Omer V'natata Al Ma'arechet, Levona Zakar, doesn't mean Al. It means Al Bisamuch next to it. Does it? I mean, I told her Al Bisamuch maybe means Al Mamash. And when it says Rabbi Kishon, Omer Bisakota, Al Aaron Ta Paroch, was supposed to take the Paroch and put it over the Aaron. We know that the Paroch wasn't over the Aaron. So clearly Al must mean Al next to it, Bisamuch. Yeah, but by doesn't mean Al. And there it's different. Maybe you're the word, the same word. Kol ha-kelim should be bigdash. Turn around on it. So the Mishnah says that the kelim, the Beis HaMikdash, were all orchon and the orcho shall buy it. We were talking about how we would put down the shulchan. Now, that's not 100% true. Because Lamaisa, the Braita, explains that we didn't discuss one very glaring exception to the rule, which was the Aron HaBrit. So Kol HaKelim should be Migdash indeed replaced lengthwise. The length, it's like over there, the length of the Shulchan went along the wall, the length of the Beis HaMikdash. But the Oren actually was the other way around. The length of the Oren cut across the width of the Bayit, which was 20 Amot. V'kacha Yamunach, that's the way it would sit. V'kacha Yubadav Munachim, and that's the way the staves would sit, which doesn't make any sense. What are you talking about? My karma. Okay, come on. No, and I'm saying it has to be that way. Kacha yamunach, since it's a given that the Badei Haaron were definitely facing that direction. They were facing east-west. They weren't facing north-south. We'll see how we know that. And given it's that, we know, once we know that, then we know that the distance between the two Badim, which we know, later on the Gemara, of course, will challenge all of these things, but we know that the length of the Aron was between the two Badim, not the width of the Aron. So once we know that, if the Badim were that direction, east-west, then that meant that the Aron had to be placed north-south, because otherwise, how could the Badim get east-west? Okay, you're telling me that it has to be that way. How do I know? That's a given. Where's that a given? De Tanya, we see from the Binyan of Shlomo, so it says, Vayarichu habadim, vayera'u roshei habadim min ha-kodesh al-pnei ha-dvir, v'lo yera'u ha-chutza. Well, what does that mean? First of all, there was a nace that was done here, that even though the badim shouldn't have jutted out of the area of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they did. It says over here they could be seen, and they Yera'u Roshei Abadim Min HaKodesh. You could see it from the Heichal. But you wouldn't see it outside the Heichal. What does that mean, V'lo Yera'u Chutza? Do you see it or don't you see it? That's the question. So, Yochol, you might say, Yarichu Yochol, or you don't give a parok. You might think they don't touch the parok. Talmud Lomar Ve'yera'u, not true. If you looked at the parochet, you could see where the Badim were. Eve Yera'u, so if it means they could were visible, so maybe they were really visible. Maybe they cut a little hole through the parochet. And Yoko Yubit Karim the parochet Biyotzi. Talmud, no, Lo Yera'chutza. You can't see them outside. Now that is exactly the way you have a woman's blouse. I mean, you don't want to cut a little hole. That would be rather inappropriate. On the other hand, you don't want a twiggy look. So you need to have just enough exposure of breast through
cleavage.
The breast. So you need the actual breast, but you don't want it to be seen outside, precisely. So this teaches our Ketzah Dochin, the Badim pushed out, bolt in, so they were basically like two breasts. And that's why we find Shlomo HaMelech saying, that the Shechina is between the two Badim that are the two breasts. And how do we know? Okay, fine. So now you're telling me that's the way the Badim were. Okay, I accept that. Fine. So the Badim were definitely facing east-west. But how do I know that that means that the Orin must have been, the length was going north-south? Maybe the Badim were along the length of the Orin. And if the Badim were along the length of the Orin, then that would mean that the Orin was placed like everything else, the length along the length of the building. And the smaller part, the width, was between the two Badim. That's possible. So where? Why is that a given? Uminolan de badav leputya de aron havayadve. Dilma la orcho de aron havayadve. How do you know that they were along the width? Maybe they were along the length? Omer of Yudah. It's logistically not possible. Because how would you carry the aron with, as a palanquin, basically? With a palanquin. You know, like you carry the king of the... I mean, where are you going to fit the people that are carrying? Because you always carry from within. That way, there's no room to fall off. You're going to hit your neck on one side, and there's two people in between. So it's very solid. You're going to have people walking outside and supporting from the outside, so they can drop. Right? It's not going to be on your shoulder from the outside of the arm. The derech hakadosh, a normal derech, it would be inside. If two people were carrying it, they're not going to fit. If you only have the width of the orange, which was very thin, how are they going to fit in an arm and a half? Trey Gabri, the amt of a palga, let me start. There's not room for that. Wait, how do you know? Maybe there are only two people. Maybe one levy carried from the front, with in the middle, on both shoulders. Of course, you would need a rather wide shoulder, but the Gemara elsewhere says, they were really a Paul Bunyan type in those days, in the Dara Midbar. So you had one guy in front and one guy in back, and that way they don't have to fit in two people. So who's to say that there was Bedavka, two people, which would mean there was a total of four people? Minolan de Ba'arba'a Havidarlo. Up, because it says, Venasu Hakahatim. Okay, that's minimum of two. This is Nos E Hamigdar. It's also two. There's a total of a minimum of four. Okay, so now we've established why, in fact, doesn't our Mishnah mention it? Possibly our Mishnah is only discussing the Heichal, because that's what the topic is here. And possibly the Mishnah is built around the time of the Mishnah, which is what they were dealing with at the time, and that was the Beit HaMikdash HaShini, where there was no Ari. So therefore, if you're talking about Kol HaKelim Shemim HaMikdash, that's absolutely true. Kol HaKelim Shemim HaMikdash that have been available for the past few centuries. So they're speaking locally. Yes, Reb Ruvein.
Why could the two who were in front and the two in the back not have been abreast? Why could they have been offset a little bit?
That's already not their covet, and it's not stable. Ben Rabbanu. Asarah Shulchanot, Asar Shlomo HaMelech. I mean, with this business that all of the Kelim are along the length, it's all very nice. We're talking about the mission. We don't run into any trouble. If you're talking about the Beit HaMikdash, we're over there, Shlomo HaMelech adds 10 Shulchanot. He adds 10 Menorot. I mean, where do we fit all of this? Where do we fit all of these things? Lamaisa, the Rabbeinu Bachya brings in Shmos, that in the word for the menorot and for the shulchanot and for the kior, it uses the word heyaseh with an extra yud. And that extra yud was a remez that the day will come that it's necessary to have 10. They give all kinds of remezim what that is. It's actually 11, but there were another, let's say, for instance, the 10 additional menorot. It's supposed to be a remez for the shivim umot. You have 10 times 7. Besides, Moshe Rabbeinu's originally Umay Yechida. So there you have 70, or you have the Shulchanot, which is a remez, the bracha in agriculture. You need in the midbar. So there were elements that were, or the kior was a remez, the rain, the water. You didn't need that in the midbar. So these were things that had to do dafka with the Ramazan in the Bayit. But the way that we have the Mishnah telling us that Kol HaKelim, where La'orech, it's going to be very hard to get everything in here. Let's see how we work it out. Tomorrow we're going to discuss what did you do with them. Use them. You lit all the menorot. You put the lechem on all the shulchan. That we'll talk about tomorrow. But meanwhile, we know that Shlomo HaMelech made 10 shulchanot. Shlomo HaMelech made 10 shulchanot. Shlomo HaMelech made 10 shulchanot asara. Vayonach be'echal. He puts them in the echal, five to the right and five to the left. What does that mean, five to the right, five to the left? I mean, im tomar, what, you think that that means literally when you walk into the echal, you see five to your right, meaning the right of the door, and five to the left of the door? That's impossible. Because that would mean, im ken matzinu, shur shulchan bedoron, va'torah amra va'shulchan titen atzalat safon. So, I mean, that's a din in the shulchan. It makes no sense to add shulchan out that they should be in the wrong place. I mean, then they're not shulchan out. The point of the shulchan is that it relates to the midah b'tzad safon. So it must be that it's not referring to the door when it says right and left. It's referring to the right and left of Moshe's. Therefore, it means they put Moshe in the middle, the original shulchan, and then five to the right and five to the left of Moshe. Now, exactly the same thing was said by Gabi the menorot in the inverse, because the menorah, of course, had to be bidaron. Turn around an eser menorot asar shlomo shemar vayasa menorot azav eser kamishpat vayiten ba'echa chamisham yimin v'chamisham mismo im tomar chamisham yimin apetach v'chamisham mismo apetach im ken matzin menorah b'tzafon. Now, the question is, where did they place them? So Tani Chara 1 Man the Omra says here in a braita that these were placed michatzi bayit velefnim ayu menachim, midway. So that would mean the entire bayit being 60. Take off 20 for the Kodesh HaKadosh. You're left with 40. So midway would mean 20 amot in. That's where you started. Now, if there were 10 shulchanot, and each one was amataim, pretty tight. You got to fit in 20 in 20. Oh, Sir Richard! Yes, I've noted. You don't even have a wife in your house. What are you tired by? Nice, beautiful place. Rest.
Bachelor.
Amazing. And he comes in here tired. One has too many questions. So we have over here Michatzi Abayit Velifnim. So you fit the 2 times 10. Of course, what happened to the midnight? What happened to the Shulchan Amash? We won't ask. That we'll get to later. And apparently they fit like, oh, exactly. The Tani Chada, the other man, Yomer says, Mishlish Abayit Velifnim. So we split it 3 ways? No. That's lokasha. It depends whether you're including the additional space of the Kodesh HaKadosh or not. If you include the space of the Kodesh HaKadosh, so then the entire area is 60. So then if you're at the 20 mark, you're 1/3 of the way into that body. Although you're still going to have to fit your shulchanot in exactly the same place between the 20 and the 40 mark. The other man, the Amar, wasn't talking about the Kodesh HaKadosh, but it said midway, meaning midway in the Heichal. That there's no argument about. So a third or a half is exactly the same thing, depending on your frame of reference. So Mar Kochoshiv Beit Kodesh HaKadoshim Ba'adi Heichal, Mar Lo Kochoshiv Beit Kodesh HaKadoshim Ba'adi Heichal. Now, how exactly were they arranged? So turn around it. Mizrachu Ma'arav Ayu Menachim. So they were from east to west, which is along the length. The Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. No, they actually were Tzofen V'Doran. Tzofen V'Doran creates a real traffic jam, because if they were Tzofen V'Doran, they took up the entire width. The whole width was only 20. The length was 40. Width was 20. If they're going to be Tzofen V'Doran, you're in big trouble. I mean, first of all, you can never get into the Heichal. You jump over the shulchan or climb under the shulchan, but of course there's a smithim. How'd you get under? I mean, this is not a very good arrangement. So we have a lot of problems here. So let's try to figure out what this is talking about.
Although the mice were dealing with different
levels. Even so, if we include Moshe's, then we really got problems. So if we deal with the bigger Amma, then forget it. No, it's the same thing, because the Amma, the Kalim, and the Amma is the same. If we're dealing with the smaller, then we have a little bit of leeway here. Okay. So let's see how this works. So my type in a Rebbe says, look, you learn it out of the menorah. If the menorah was Mizrach Barav, which we're going to prove, so then all of the other kelim follow that same idea. And it must be that all of the furniture was Mizrach Barav. Wait, how do you know the menorah was Mizrach Barav? Why was that a given? Ah, it's a pasuk. Menorah gufa minolan. Mirichtim v'ner ma'aravi yaroch oto aharon lifnei asher. What's the pshat? Yaroch oto, meaning there's a single ner that Aaron used to light, which was Miboker ad Erev. We darshan before. That was the ner ma'aravi, and that was the ot, that the Shekhinah Yeshua of Yisrael. But that means that there is one ner that is called lifnei Hashem. You think I don't know what you're hiding under the table? You think I don't know? Moby Dick, it isn't. You want to make a brach of it? So therefore, if you're going to tell me that the menorah was Sofen Dorim, then all of the Neirot were exactly as much Lifnei Hashem as any other Neirot. Lifnei Hashem is closest to the Lifnei V'Lifnei. Closest to the Parochet. Which is closest if it's north-south? If it's east-west, or the west is closest, then I can understand that you'll say Oto. So being as it's a given that it must be therefore arranged along the length, with the furthermost Ner inside being the one closest to Hashem, and that's the Ner Ma'aravi. How do you call a Ner Ma'aravi when all of the Nerot are equal Ma'arav and equal Mizrach, if it's Tzofei V'Dorim? That proves it, says Rebbe. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, where does he get it that it's the other direction? He says, well, it's a given, we just proved that the Orin had to have been Tzofei V'Dorim. That's the only thing that we know. If the Orin is Tzofei V'Dorim, so the Haninam is Tzofei V'Dorim. Yeah, hey, that's a good point. So why does Rebbe use the Menaira? Use the Orin? Rebbe Nami Ligmor Miorin? Because, what do you mean? The Orin is in a different room. I mean, every room has got to have a different arrangement. Lifnei v'lifnim, it's very nice. You go Tzofei V'Dorim. But when you come outside, now you're in this large area, there was Mizrach Ma'arav. It makes more sense to learn from a piece of furniture in the same Kodesh than it does to go into Lifnei v'lifnim and to learn it out from the Orin. So if I know that the Menorah in the Heichal was that direction, I'll learn everything out of the Menorah. Okay, that would explain that done in Chutz B'Chutz, a Kli B'Chutz, the Shulchanot, the Menorah to Shlomo, from the Menorah of Moshe, but ain't done in Chutz B'Fnim. And Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, why indeed? I mean, that's a good point. Why doesn't he learn it out of the Menorah like Rebbe did? He says, oh, I could, except they hold the Menorah Gufa is also Tzofei V'Dorim Avimuna. He did. So how does he understand Yaroch Oto Aharon Uvanav if it's all the same Lifnei Hashem? So I just say the Ner Lifnei Hashem. Oh, that teaches us the Mitzadid Lo Atzduni. That means that the mouth of the Ner, remember the menorah had a Ner on top, and that mouth of the Ner that held the Petilah, all of them were aimed to the middle, and the middle was aimed towards the Heichal. Therefore, it was the one that was Lifnei Hashem. So everything fed into it. El mul pnei ha-menorah, that's like it says in the Braita. El mul pnei ha-menorah ya'iru shiva nerot. Does that make sense? That the pnei ha-menorah would be the amud of the menorah. So you have the middle stand, and you have the kanim coming out. Those are branches. But what is the menorah gufa? Is the pnei ha-menorah. So that means that all of the Shiva Neirot, Melamed, Shahayu Mitzadadin Pneim Klape Ner HaMa'amtza'i. And Rabbi Natan even uses this as a model for what is Choshev. You see from here, says Rabbi Natan, She'emtza'i Mishubach, that which is in the middle, is the most Mishubach, which has halakhic implication. Rashi brings the implication, Lagavi Kriyat HaTorah. We have a takana of a minimum of 10 psukim. In total, and we have a minimum of 3 psukim for each one. Where do we put the longer aliyah? In the middle. Tosfos doesn't like that shot. Not in Baltimore. No. In Baltimore, Rosh Hashanah's got the middle. I don't know why. Very strange. And Tosfos doesn't like that shot, so he learns that it means if you have 3 people walking, then the emtza is the chosha. So that teaches you that the rav should be be'emtza. It's okay. But in any event, we see from here that the menorah, indeed, could still have the concept of the Lifnei Hashem, and it doesn't mean that it necessarily was Mizrach Ma'arav. Anyway, so now let's see how we fit things in, okay? So Bishlam Elamando and Mizahumara. It's not so difficult because I could put 10 Shulchanot, assuming we're ignoring Moshe's for some reason. We'll get to that later. So that would explain why we could really fit 10 of these Shulchanot, which were 20 long, from the midpoint. Obviously, it wouldn't fit exactly. I mean, because there's got to be a little bit of space, you know. There's always that difference. Like the way the Gemara puts it is Esrim, but Esrim lo yakfi. It's not going to fit anything. Okay, so you have an inch jutting out the other side. No. What we mean is, we essentially push it as far up as we can towards the inside from the midpoint. Fine. That I can do. But so there, at least it makes some sense. It doesn't look very nice. It looks like a little overly furnished, you know. But all right, you know. At least it'll fit. I mean, there are some women that just shtup on. Another piece of tradition.
Some men,
that's true. Okay, but the Manionos saw from the Dore. I understand. How could you possibly fit 10 Shulchanot of 2 Amot into 20 Amot precisely? So, Sofa Vidorim, Asarab Esrim. Not to mention, I mean, even if you want to give me this stuff about the different sizes, or maybe it was pushed in all the way, or we Meshaf Shef a little bit. I mean, how did the Kohanim get into the Eichel? Into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? What did the Kohen Gadol do? And he jumped over the Shulchanot. I mean, I understand. So the Kohanim Echabi Ayla, the two. And besides that, your means by definition that five are going to be Bedorim. And you said the Shulchan has to be Betzafai. And he said, and that was the reason it couldn't mean to the right and the left of the door. And I had to tell him, you know, but essentially it was to the right and left of the door. So how do you explain that? Matsinu Chamisha Shulchanot Bedorim. Not to mention that you've managed to fit in 10 without leaving space for poor Moshe Shulchan. Where's that going to be? Shulchanot Shom Moshe Echem Anachlen. Wait a minute, what are you asking me about that? And how come you can't ask, and according to the other Mandiyama, if you're going to fit 10 from the midpoint on, where's the 11th? So Villa Taimech, I mean, you could have said Lamandiyama, Mizrachu Marav. How come you didn't ask me, where's Moshe Shulchan? So that is not a good question, because clearly we're not assuming that Moshe Shulchan was in the same line. So therefore, Bichlal, the way to understand it is that nobody holds it in the same line. Why do you think it has to be the same line? Why can't we have two rows of Shulchanot? As a matter of fact, it would be very nice with two rows of Shulchanot and there's Shulchan of Moshe's in between. Very nice. And that way there's plenty of room. I poured a cup of water on your head, but you just didn't notice. So Ella, me Savrit Chad Darahavi, Tre Darinino. There were two different rows, and so we solve all our problems. So wait, so Bishlam Elamando Tzofon V'Dorim Shapir. So now it works out the other way. We have two rows, so now there's room Tzofon V'Dorim. But if you hold that it was Mizrachu Marav, Elamando Mizrachu Marav, there's not room. Because look, you need to have Shulchan Kama Mashulch Min HaKodah. How far away do you have the Shulchan from the wall in order for Kohen to be able to get in there holding the Lechem, and he has to slide the Lechem in, right? So it's got to be Shte Amot Umet. Plus you still have now the Ama of the Shulchan, because you're going in this direction over here. So that's only one Amma, the width of the Shulchan. Okay. Now, let me figure this out. You've got another row again. That's what you said. You said we had another row. So we have the Shtei Amot Umetza, then you have the Amma of the Shulchan. Then on the other hand, on the other side, you have to fit in the Lechem. As we say, we have the two Kohanim, two sets of Kohanim, one pulling out, one pushing in, as we're going to see later. And then we've got the middle row, okay? And then we've got the Beini, and that's the additional space for the Amma Didei, also in Beini. And then you've got the Shtei Amot, again, the Mechza, the Beini. And then you've got the other Amma Didei of the next row. So now that means that the Shulchan is extending at least a half an amma into the dorans. Because even if you're fitting everything, you now have three rows. Because you've got the Moshe in the middle. You said everybody agrees with that. It's a question of how the three rows were arranged. But if the three rows are arranged, starting now, and they're all facing Mizrach and Ma'arav, they're facing the same direction as the length of the Heichal. If you leave enough room for the Kohanim to be in between, plus one amma for the width of the Shulchanot, you're jutting in a half an amma into the right hand side, which is the left hand side, which is the south. So I'm very confused. How exactly did that fit? So it doesn't. You said it can't be in the south. So then you're going to have a chatzi amma into the Doran. How do you explain that? No. You're assuming that Moshe Rabbeinu Shulchan was in the middle and you needed to have two and a half on either side plus that extra amma for Moshe. He didn't have an extra amma for Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu Shulchan was the Rebbe. Yeah. It was stood up front. And then he had two rows of Shulchanot that were sitting in front of it, like the Talmidim.
Makes sense?
I don't know what your picture's in Rashi, but the one with the two rows plus the little Shulchanot. Rashi actually learns, most disagree with him, Rashi actually learns that there was a difference in height, and that the Heichal would go up higher as it went in, because of the Harabayim. And therefore, when it says over here that it was actually higher than it, the midlele, it doesn't mean higher in terms of closer to the
incline.
Right, but it means literally higher, because it was an incline. So, according to this, Shulchan Moshe Ba'Dayo, actually midlele, it was lifted up, umanachle, and then the rest of them were mitatilo ledidu purta. They were slightly lower. And that would explain how everything would fit, because you didn't need the amma, an extra amma, and still need that room of the two and a half on either side of it in order to fit in the Shulchan Aruch. So we can take all of that out, and now we've got ourselves towards the middle, but closer to the Heichal, closer to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We have Moshe. And we don't need any more space in between to allow for Moshe, because he's got plenty of room on either side of his Shulchan anyway. We don't need any room at all. So that, within the two and a half amot that we're leaving for the Kohanim on either side of each Shulchan, there's plenty of room for the one amma that is connected of Moshe's. The picture, Rashi, is not proportional the way that maybe you have the correct picture. Yes, so this is actually, here is a real picture. The way that we have it, it's completely out of... So the art scroll picture is accurate. The picture in Rashi is in the printed editions is completely messed up. Either it's messed up because it's disproportionate, or it's messed up because it's going in the wrong direction. You have the Shulchan of... Depends which edition. Here, in the standard edition, they have the Shulchan going in the wrong direction. Turn the next page in art scroll. Show me.
99A1.
I give up. Okay. Right. Anyway, the correct picture is the one that was just referred to. Thank you. That's what page number? Do they have page numbers?
Yes,
they don't have page numbers.
They have page numbers.
So what is the page number?
For the one picture or the two pictures?
No, 99A1.
No, they don't have an art scroll page. They
no,
only
they
have
don't.
The Gemara.
No.
Zero, zero, Rabotai, enjoy. V'kama ama benuni, Omer Rabbi Yochanan Shishat Vachim. Omer Rabbi Yosper Ravin, Afanan Amitnina, Rabbi Meir Omer, HaShulchan, Orko Shleim, Asav, Rochbo Shisha, Yes, indeed. What's right? Shte amot ayu b'shushan abira. Achat al keren mizrachit chonit. The achat al keren mizrachit. Sorry. Dromit. Shal keren mizrachit chonit yitera al shom Moshe chatzi etzva. Shal keren mizrachit dromit ayta yitera al chatzi etzva. Nimtzit yitera al shom Moshe etzva. V'lama amru achat gedola v'achat ktana, kedei she'omanim notlim the job b'ktana, u'machzirin the finished work b'gedola, kedei she'lo yavo l'idei me'ila. And why do we need two gedolot labalim? Chada l'kasper v'da'ava v'chada l'binyon. T'nanatam sh'ar mizrach alav shushan avira tzura. My timer of Kisra Yitzchak bar Avadimi, chad amar kedei she'yed'u me'echan ba'u, v'chad amar kedei she'tei imbat malchut alayhen. Om Rabbi Yana Leolam Tehei Mat Mochut Alecha Shinema Veyardu Kol Avadecha Ela Elai Vishtachavu Leleimor Vilu Lidei Teparo Loka Amrle Rabbi Yochan Rabbi Yochan Shem Rabbi Yada Shem Aital Elio Vaishanez Motnav Vayorat Zifnei Achav Ad Boaka Yisraela Ve'aleu Letrufa Another Machlokis Rabbi Chista Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avadimi Chad Amar Terufa Is Lahatir Peshel Amala V'chad amir tirufa lahatir peh shalamata. Itbar chizki amir lahatir peh ilmim, bar kapara amir lahatir peh akarot. Tan rabbanon ilu nemar v'lakachta solet v'alfita otah shtem esrei chalot, v'samta otam shtai marachot. V'lo nemar shesh amarechet. Hayiti omer, achat shel arba, achat shel shemona would also be good. L'kach nemar shesh. On the other hand, ilu nemar shtai marachot shesh amarechet. V'lo nemar shtem esrei. הייתי אומר שלוש, של שש, שש. לקח ואומר 12. אילו נאמר 12 חלות ומערכות, ולא נאמר 2 ו-6. הייתי אומר שלושה, של 4, 4. לקח נאמר 2 and 6. עד שלא יאמרו, all three references, 12, 6 and 2, לא למדנו. הקיצה נותק 2 מערכות של 6, 6. ואם נתן אחת של 4 ואחת של 8, Lo yatsa. How about if you have shtayim shel sheva sheva? Rebbe Omer roim et oyonaki ilu eina. But what about venatata al hamaracha? Omar le rechista Rebbe Nuna, or some say Rebbe Nuna rechista. What's the problem? This is Rebbe the timing. The Omar al doesn't mean literally on top of its besomach. The Tanya. Rebbe Omer venatata al hamaracha levanazaka, meaning on the shulchan besamuch. Ata Omer al besamuch. Maybe it's al mamash. כשאומר בסקותה על הארון את הפורוכת, אבי אומר על בסמוך. כל הכלים שבמקדש, תנרבן, כל הכלים שבמקדש, אורחן לאורכו של בית, but the bright adds, חוץ מהארון, שאורכו לרוך בו של בית, וכך היה מונח, וכך היו בדיו מונחים. What is that supposed to mean? איך היא אומרת? How do I know this? That kacha yomunach mid badav kacha yomunachim. There's no choice but to learn that it was suffering dore. How do you know badav? Minalan detanya ve'aricho abadim yochol lo yunogim beparochet tamelama ve'yerau ive yerau yochol yuhu mikarim beparochet v'yotzin tamelama lo yerau akutzar ketzar דוחקין ובולטים בפרוכת, ודומין כמי שני דעדי האישה, שם הצרה המור דודי לי, בן שדאי ילין. ומנולן דבדה ופוטיה די ארונה ויעטווה, דימה לאורכו די ארונה ויעטווה. עומר רב יהודה, תרי גברי, באמתו פלגה לא מסתגי להו. ומנולן דבי ארבעה, ותארו, maybe two people held it, one on each side, תכתיב ונעשרה קטיים תרי, נושא המקדש, נמי תרי. תנו רבן, נעשרה שולחנות עשה שלום המלך. תנמה ויה שולחנות עשרה, ויונח באחד, חמישה מימין וחמישה משמאל. נערים תאמר, חמישה מימין הפתח וחמישה משמאל הפתח, אם כן מצינו ששולחן בדרום, והתורה אמרה, השולחן תיתן את זה לצפון. Therefore, clearly, שמשה באמצע, And that's the chamisha miyimino v'chamisha mismolo is what means miyimino u'mismo. Tan rabbanan eser menorot asar shlomo shemar v'yasa menorot azav eser kamishpat v'yitin b'hecha chamisha miyimin v'chamisha mismo. Im tomar chamisha miyimin ha'petach v'chamisha mismo ha'petach im ken matzin menorah b'tzafon v'atora amra v'eta menorah nocha chashokhan ela shlomo shebehemtza chamisha miyimina וחמישה משמאלה. נא, תוני חודה, מחצי בית ולפנים היו מנחים. ותוני חודה, משליש הבית ולפנים היו מנחים. לא, that doesn't bother me. מרקה חושב, בית קודשי קדשים בהדי היכל, in which case the tire is 60, so they get 20, it's a third.
which we start with 40, and the midpoint is 20. Ton Rabbanit, Mizrachu Ma Rabban Yumanachim Devei Rabbi, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Omer Tzafon VeDaroma Yumanachim. My time in the Rabbi Gamar Mi Menorah Ma Menorah Mizrachu Ma Rab Avaninami Mizrachu Ma Rab. How do we know Menorah Guf? I mean, Alan Tchtib Bener Hamara VeYaroch Oto Aaron Lifnei Hashem. Mechal, that the rest of the Neirot were Lav Lifnei Hashem. VeYitzak Vehek Tzofon VeDaroma. They're all exactly the same in terms of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so they're all Lifnei Hashem Ninu. And Rebbe Loz, Rebbe Shimon, my time, huh? He learns off in the Oren. Just like the Oren is arranged Tzofon VeDaroma, Avaninami Tzofon VeDaroma. How come Rebbe doesn't learn from the Oren? Is Doni Chutz B'Chutz? Ain't Doni Chutz B'Fnim? So why indeed is Rebbe Loz, Rebbe Shimon not learn min Menorah? Omar Lachap, I do. Menorah Gufa Tzofon VeDaroma Avi Menachat. I thought it says Yaroch Oto Aron Muvanav. That means the mitzadid lo atzedude, as it says in the Braita, el mul pneyan menorah ya'iru shivat aneirot, melamed shayu mitzadidin pneyem, klapei ner ha'emtza'i. Omar Rabbi Natan, mikam she'emtza'i meshubach. So bishlem laman amrem bezuch omar rav ha'viyatvei. Okay, so you could be'erech fit in asara be'esrim. But according to man, the omar tzobah v'dorah, there's literally no room. And even if somehow you manage to squeeze it in, how would the Kohanim be able to get into the rest of the Heichal? And you said that's impossible. Not to mention the fact you didn't leave any room for the Shulchan Moshe. Where's the place for the Shulchan Moshe? You said it was from the midpoint. So your mistake obviously is on both ends the same mistake. And then, therefore the shamash was in the middle. Okay, let's see how that works. So basically, okay, there's plenty of room. You're going to have to fit in these rows together with the space between them up until the midpoint because you're not supposed to be vedorim. How does that work? So shulchan kava boshuk ben hakotel. Shtei amot u'merz to leave room for the kohanim to come in with the bread. Then you've got the amah of the width of the shulchan. Then you've got another shtei amot u'merz, which is beni beni. You have the amah of the day of the shulchan of Moshe. Shtei amot u'merz is beni beni, plus the amah of the day of the next row, you're already now in the middle of the dorim. So you've got a palgad amta b'dorom. No, the savor shulchan of Moshe ba'adayu ha'viyatvilo. Actually, the Shulchan of Moshe was at the top of the row, like a teacher. The middle, umanakle, and the rest of them were mitati lo ledidu purta ketalmid ayoshev lifnei rabo.
That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy.
On the ballot. And we got up to the Kama Ama Beinonis on the second line. So until now we've been talking about the special Ama, which is Ama the Tofach, in a normal Ama. That is the Ama Bas Chamisha Tvachim. And this is in reference to some standard Ama. We kept referring to the Ama Beinonis, which is a little bit strange because we only knew of two. We had the standard, and then we had this five tefachim amah for the kelim. What exactly is the shear of the amah beinonis? Amar Rav Yochanan shisha tefachim. Amar Rav Yosi bar Avi Nachman Amitanina. It's clear that the amah beinonis was the standard amah because Rabbi Meir Omer Hashulchan orcho shnei masa v'orcho shisha. But I mean, that's Amasayim and Anama. But why do you call it an Amadan? I mean, Mechlal to have the Amad in the Fishim, you know? Are you saying there was a, yet a larger Amma? We know there's a smaller Amma. But of course, it wouldn't be called the medium Amma unless there was another one that was even larger than this one. It says the Gemara, Inan, do there was? But not. It says Beferish in the Mishnah. Shte Amot Ayu B'Shushana Bira, Achat Al Keren Mizrachit Tzvanit, Ve'achat Al Keren Mizrachit Dronit. There were two additional larger size Amot in the Shar of Shushan HaBira, which was the eastern gate, where they had a picture of Shushan HaBira on top of the Shar. There was a room there in which they kept the various standards of measurements. And they had there two Amot, both of which were larger than the standard Amma. And one was to the north of the Mizrach wall, of the Mizrach gate, and one was to the south of the Mizrach gate. She'al keren Mizrachit Tzvonit. The one that was to the north, which is always a remez anyway to gold, it says in Mitzafon Yasech Zahav, was Chatzi Etzba, larger, Yeterah Shamosha Chatzi Etzba. And we'll see that was used for gold and silver work.
Built into the wall?
No, they were set there in a niche as a standard to be used for ordering things. And Shal Keren Mizrachi Dro Meat Haita Yitera Ale Chatziet. And then that this was a cheder. It was in a room where it was above the wall. It doesn't mean literally along the drawing of Shushan HaBirah. And the other one was even larger than that one by an additional Chatzi Etzba, which means that it was Nimsa Yitiral Shel Moshe Etzba. That means that it was a full Etzba longer than Shel Moshe. Lama Amru Achad Yolav Achad Kedana. Why do they have a Bechlal? Why would we have a Amma that was larger and an Amma that was smaller? I mean, it's that usually we're very mocked in the Torah not to have different size midas, different size measurements. The reason is today Shiyehu haomanim notlin biktana. We give the omanim our order to the oman was based on the standard of the ama, which they had to deliver according to the size of the Amma, the standard Amma, but Machzirim B'Gdolah, they'd have to, the Amma that we had in Shushan HaBirah, but they'd have to be measured with what they delivered with the standard Amma. In other words, they were going to end up getting paid for less than what they did. Because they were going to deliver, let's say we ordered the 10 feet of work on a wall. Now those 10 feet would be measured by the foot as defined in the Amma HaKtana. But when we measured what they delivered, we measured it with a regular amma. So if it was short, they'd have to provide the difference. The reason for this was to prevent any misuse of the Hegdish funds. They shouldn't be over on Me'ila. So we wanted to give the benefit of the doubt to Hegdish. So we defined the contract by the amma that was in the in that particular niche on Shushan HaBira, the Bureau of Standards. But they'd have to deliver out the larger amma. And why did we have two of them? The Tarte Lomeli, why were there two different sizes? Chadala Kaspa, the Dahava, the Chadala Binyana. The one that was only a Chatzi Etzba Yisera was used for metal work, for silver work, and for gold work. Over there, it was a little bit ridiculous to order something that's so expensive. And to make that kind of additional, I mean, a whole etzba more per amma, and when you're talking about gold, there's an awful lot of gold. So over there, we only had a chatzi etzba that we would measure with the standard amma that would be larger, because the amma that we ordered with was the amma that was only chaser chatzi etzba. But when we were dealing with wood, with woodwork, or with construction work, over there, it was reasonable to have an amma that was different by one full etzva, and that way they wouldn't come l'day me'ila. So what chad l'binyana? It's not hata. The Mishnah Midas describes very assuring. So the Shar Mizrach of the Azorah had a picture of Shushan HaBirah surah on top of it, drawn into it. My time of why of all things Shushan HaBirah. Rav Chista and Mitzvah Vadimi argue about what the reason is. One says because we want them to be mechuber to the Maisim in Shushan Habira from where they came and all of the various for all the various events that led to the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. And it's a memory that the second Beis HaMikdash exists, basically, b'zchus the tolerance of the Yumais that are willing to have it around. The second Beis HaMikdash was really a Golos construction.
And its purpose after the third period is?
Yes, to be realistic, probably. Omer of Yana.
So it's the Bible and the museum, scale model of the palace that was excavated in Susa.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't suggest where it came with the et cetera, but it was this magnificent Akhtana.
Wonderful. So we can assume that that was the picture on Shushan Abira. And why would this be? And because Om Rabbiyana La Olam Te Aimas Malchus Alecha. We want to make certain that people remain in awe of the Malchus. Now notice that Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he's talking to Paro, Paro himself ended up coming to Moshe and begging him to leave. But Moshe doesn't say that. He says, these Avadim of yours, the Illuminati Lokarmali doesn't want to say you're going to end up chasing after me. Why not? Because it wasn't their heart to speak to another that way. Rabbi Yochanan Raman Elcha. You have something that's much more belated. Shema v'yada Hashem haitar v'liyo v'yishanes mutnav v'yorot svifnei hakav adboacha Yisrael. So obviously, I mean, Elio, to be mavad himself in that sense, to be a runner. But famous Amalkus, it was a Gilui Min HaShemayim, Ziyad HaShem HaTaliliyo, that he should become a runner in front of all awful people, in front of Asa, because there was Sof Kosof. Amos Malkus needed to be expressed.
Really?
Yeah.
And the Navi is demanding from Tekiel at the end of my Sushan to accept the Mamah Shvila.
Yeah.
Once the situation has changed, that the consciousness needs to have.
Uh-huh. Very reasonable, yes. Excellent. Excellent indeed. The Aleu Litrufa. I mean, we connected that to Shavuos Batamas, remember. That the Gvayin Natslu B'nai Yisrael at Edehem was the tikkun for the Maisa of the Elio and the Shavuos Saluchas, because they accepted that they would be Shvelin. And the acceptance of being shofar is exactly what's needed to avert the Golos, and that and there was the avert destruction mamish. And Sukiyo's unwillingness after Shavuos Batamas, after Gila, that it was all over, he was still refused. Yeah, the aleu litrufa. Here we have a further machlokas. I mean, it's Nogeyar Sugibot because it's Rav Chista, maybe it's Bar Avadimi. We just had the machlokas between Rav Chista and Yitzchak Bar Avadimi, the Gabi Shar Mizrach, but also because it's part of the description in Yecheskel of the tikkunim that come this Zman HaMashiach. So the Aleu Litrufa, the leaves of the trees that grow along the Mayim that's Yotze from the Beis Kodshei HaKadoshim, are the litrufa. Now, what exactly does litrufa mean? When it's saying litrufa is a lotion of lahatir peh. It means something that allows an opening to be open. So what does this mean? Rav Chista and Yitzchak Bar Avadimi argue, chad amar. One says lahatir peh shel amala. One says that it means people who cannot speak, who are dumb, who had a stroke, whatever it was, that they, if they would eat from those leaves that grew al yaday, the mayan that was yotzei, meaning a base kodesh hakodeshim, they would begin to speak. It's a fascinating idea, the chibur to das and to the Eitz HaChayim, and so it comes now from the mayan that's yotzei from there, that was originally yotzei from Gan Eden. And the other man Yomar says, lahatir pesh lamata. It's actually a reference to opening the womb, so that women who were childless, who couldn't give birth, would be able to eat from the Alim. Of course, it's also a remez to the Eitz HaChaim, to the Tikkun of the Be'ez Hevtelvi. Itmar, Chizkia Amar Atir Pe'ilmim, the way the Chizkia puts it is that it's matir, the mouth of those who cannot speak, and Bar Kapor Amar Lahatir Pe'akarot, it's to be open, the opening of those who are barren. Tana Rabbanan Ilu Ne'emar, ולקחת סולד ואפית אותה 12 חלות ושמת אותם שתיים מערכות. ולא נאמר שש. The Torah says that there were 12 חלות, two מערכות, שש המערכת. So, I mean, what do we need so many simonim for? Well, let's say it would have said, ולקחת סולד, and bake it into 12 חלות, and make two מערכות. You wouldn't have said שש. So I could easily have thought the two marachot, it was permissible to make a marachot of eight and a marachot of four. So it's a shtei marachot, shtei mitzrei chalot. Therefore the Torah had to say, shtei marachot, sheisha marachot. So that now I know that there's two marachot of two, of six. Ve'ilu ne'emar shtei marachot, sheisha marachot. Suppose it would have said two, each marachot being six, but it wouldn't have said Shtei Mitzrei Chalos. I would say that the meaning of Shtei Marachot, Shtei Amarechet, Sheish Amarechet, is Shtei Marachot, similar to the Marechet of Sheish. In other words, three Marachot Sof Kosof of six Chalos apiece, of 18 Chalos. Therefore, it needs to say Shtei Mitzrei Chalos. Let's say it would have said Shtei Mitzrei Chalos and Marachot, but it wouldn't have said shtei marachot shesha marechet, so iti omer shlosha shel arba arba. Now it could have three marachot of four apiece and also get shtei mitzrechalot. Therefore it says all of these different measurements. Ad shelo omer shalosh mikrot alalu lo lamadu. If we hadn't had all of that information, we wouldn't have known how to set up the shulchan properly. Hakeitzad. You have to have two marakot on the shulchan, six chalot apiece. Ve'im natan achat shel arba ve'achat shel shemona lo yatza. If you made two marakot which 12 chalot, but you had them four and eight, you wouldn't have been yotze. How about if you would have made two marakot of seven? Is to be meisir? Is that not making a marakot sheish? We say yesh b'chal sheva sheish. So what would be the din there? Shtayim shel sheva sheva would be the din. Rebbe Omer, it's kosher. Ro'ina tel yona ki lo'ina. We can basically ignore the upper one and say, look, the shulchan was bekadesh up to the one that was the penultimate one. So the rest is stuff hanging on it, big deal. So it's like the Gemara, but wait a minute. But where are you going to put the Levona, if that's the case, because the Shulchan was only Mekadesh up to 15. So Vabinan Vinasata Al Amayu, I thought you need to put it on the Chalos, on the Marechet Levona Zakah. And over here, you're not putting it on the Marechet. Amalei Rafista Rav Nuna, Amalei Rafista Rebbe Lutaini. What's the problem? This is Rebbe Lushitasa, who holds that Al doesn't mean on, Al means next to. The Tanya Rebbe Omer v'natzata al ha-marechet levona zakah, that doesn't mean to put it on top of the marechet, it means to put it next to the marechet. Because after all, according to Rebbe Meir, you had the two tvachim in between the two marechot, which was plenty of room for the levona to be in. And that's where it was put directly on the shulchan. And how do I know that al is b'samuch? Atah omer al b'samuch, ha'ina ela al mamash, maybe it means literally to put it on top. Kishu omer b'sakota al ha'aronet ha'parochet. Does anybody believe that the parochet was on top of the oron? So why does it say al ha'aron? Zani omer al b'samuch. You see that the word al is used to mean near. So here too, al means put to the levina near. I see something dangerous coming.
One of the great strengths of your body.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Very good. really is cute. Kol HaKelim Shebemigdash. So, the Mishnah said that all of the Kelim were arranged with their Oreth L'Oroch HaShabayit. Tan Rabbanon, Kol HaKelim Shebemigdash Orchan L'Oroch HaShabayit, Chutz Mi'aron, but the Oren HaBris, the length of the Oren, actually, was set along the Rochav of the Bayit, the Kach HaYamunach, the Kach HaYu Badav Munachin, that's how it was, and that's how the Badim were. Well, my Kamar, what is that supposed to mean? That's how it was, and that's how the Badim were. No, also Kamar. What it means to say is that Mide Kach HaYu Munach Badim, is that what it should say? Since this is the way the Badim have to, we'll see, that's how we learn it out. So therefore, Kach HaYu Munach. And how do we know that's the way the Badim had to be? Badav Minola. Tanya Vayarichu Abadim, because it says when Shlomo put the Oren into the Bais Kodesh HaKadoshim, so it says that the Badim extended outwards, and this was clearly Maisa Meis, that it should extend outwards, because L'maisa, I mean, there was no reason that the Badim should fill the entire 10 Ames, and especially the Mokom HaOren was in Min HaMinyan. But in any event, it says Vayarichu HaBadim. The Badim extended themselves. Now, you might think that that means that Yochol Lo Hayu Nogim BaParochet, that they didn't touch the Parochet, but they came up to the Parochet. Talmud Lomar VeYera'u. No. It says that they could be seen from the outside. How could they be seen from the outside? Viva Yerau. So in other words, what you mean, they tore through the parochet and you could see if you were standing outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Well, what is that noise? So outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you saw that the Badim had ripped through the parochet. Talmud Lomar Lo Yerau Achutz. So therefore, no, you couldn't actually see the Badim themselves. So make up your mind. Okay, sir. The meaning, therefore, is that Dochakim, they would push up against the parochet, who boltim the parochet, they jutted out of the parochet, the domin kemin shnei dadei isha, so that they would look like the two breasts of a woman. Shenemar tzror hamor dodi li bein shadayali. In order to give the impression that the Klal Yisrael is a child that has been nursed essentially by the Chokhma Satira, and by the Shechina that's inside, so but there's mace, the extensions of the Oren, which were the body, and their mom is part of the Oren, because you weren't allowed to take them out. The mace was to show this inyan. Okay, so this is Begeder Chiba. Tosfos learns that this was the same idea as the Shulchan, that we used to be Megalatam Ruchi Baschem, Yifnei HaMoka, that this was to show Chibotim Shal Yisrael, that it was a simon of the concern of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to them.
If you didn't say Oren, you could
still
be a problem? It
feels
like since there's a
Maisa Neis, there's a Maisa Neis. No. I mean, there weren't 10 Amos. March 1st to count. You know, Lamaisa, there's one of the chulas of Rav Meisha. He talks about, he brings riots from Psukim that in the first place of Migdash, there was actually a shar, not only a parochet in front of the Oren. Hmm. In which case you'd have to say, either he says that it was a Maisa Neis, that when you open the shar, that's when Vayarichu Abad. Whether that it was permanent. If there was room and you opened the shah, then you could see the Yarichu HaBadim, the Chibotim Shnei Yisrael, similar to the Hagbah of the Shulchan. Or maybe it was a mace betoch mace, but maybe the shah also was violated. It's a little strange. I mean, the idea of it is that it should look like a woman wearing a beautiful bag and on the baroque. That's, I mean, a shah jutting out is not very invocative. Exactly. Not invocative of a loving mother. That's an earthly attraction. Yeah. Now, you notice that we're making a lot of assumptions over here. First of all, our assumption is that the Badim, the Torah doesn't say exactly where the Badim were. The assumption over here is that the Badim were on either side of the length of the Arayin, correct? Because, I mean, that's what's forcing us to say that the Arayin's length must have been along the width in order to have the Badim in the direction that they would jut out through the parochet. But, I mean, we don't really know that. It doesn't say that. So that's the first assumption. So, asks the Gemara, we know on the bottom of the putya they aren't having yasvi. Don't we all for the aren't having yasvi? How do we know that the Badim were an extension of the width of the Arim? Maybe they were set along the length of the Arim. So it was an amma and a half between the two Badim, instead of two and a half. And the Arim was indeed put along the same way the other Kalim were. Its length was along the length of the Beis HaMikdash. Why not? Omer Rav Yehuda, I'll tell you why. Because trade gadri beyond supaga lo nistagelu, there would be no way to fit the two people that would be carrying the two badim on each side within one and a half amas. It wouldn't fit. And of course, this is making the further assumption that the arm was carried by four people, not by two people. Because we could easily assume if we put the badim along the length of the arm, which is normally the way you carry something like that, you put it along the length. And then you have one person holding it with it on his two shoulders up front. There's only an arm and a half. And you have one person holding it from behind, and they would walk like that.
Wouldn't an arm and a half be beyond the length of the, from shoulder to shoulder, they would have to hold it in their hands and not rest on their shoulders.
Why would it be your shoulders? Your shoulders are broader than my arm and a half.
How much?
What's wrong? Is it think the Levine are worse than the Kayanian?
No, but how much? Doesn't this person take up an arm of space?
5 inches. 2.5 inches we need for the two people.
Right, so I'm saying it's one person.
Anyway, God, I'm going to stick up your hands like that. Stick up your hands like that. Well, Maisa, that's the measurement.
What you didn't carry the Arun. The Arun carried us, so.
That doesn't matter, but you still need to be carrying it.
It would seem like it's arrived the Mathetic of the Arun. You know, normally carry something long with it.
Yeah. Okay, but how do we know four people carry it? I mean, maybe two people carry it. So, I mean, no one to be our Babi Darul. So, why are you making this further assumption now? So Nesu HaKatim is already tray. Nosei Aaron, Nosei HaMikdash, it's another tray. Because why couldn't they just say V'nasu Nosei HaMishkan and then say Hikimot HaMishkan Ad Bo Nosei Aaron?
Kindness of an Gersh.
The putting it together, the V'nasu HaKatim Nosei HaMikdash in that way, which is tray. And then those same Dutch tree is much, but there were four that were carrying the Arim. Now, of course, this is making a further assumption that the two people, this the Gemara doesn't discuss, the further assumption is that if your two people are carrying the Arim, they're going to carry it from the inside and not from the outside. How do we know they're carrying it from the inside?
Two
on each side.
That's really
interesting. Why? Well, I can't tell you the object where you carry an Aron HaMetz. You carry on the outside. Carry it on the same thing, a stretcher.
But if it's two people, it must be on the inside.
But it's four.
If it's four, that's on the outside.
But they're not. The Gemara is saying they're on the inside. And that's why we need the room on the inside. So why are they making that assumption?
They all stumble onto each other.
What's that?
They will stumble onto each other.
Well, that's how we know that it needed to be two and a half to allow room for them. That they shouldn't hit each other. Okay, I mean, Lamaisa, nobody gives a very good, as Fasimba says, well, maybe they just knew that was the derech of carrying. But, I mean, Lamaisa, of course that's the derech of carrying. unless you're carrying down. But if you're carrying up on the katef, then what you want to be able to do is force your katef up. If you force your katef up, then you want to be forcing it towards its center of gravity, not to be falling off. In other words, if I have something on the outside, I'm going to carry it and I'm going to raise my shoulder, it'll fall off my shoulder. I don't want it to do that. I want it to go, I want it to be pulled towards the inside, not pulled towards my outside. Then I have a tremendous pressure. I have to hold my shoulder in exactly the right way. It shouldn't be. It can't be too high because it'll fall off. It can't be too low because it'll fall off. It's very uncomfortable to carry on a kosher from the outside. So I would assume that that's the simple reason. The derech of carrying the kotef is from the inside, not from the outside.
The way they would do it is, they would stand on it, but each one would have a half a shoulder.
Yeah, one here, there's two people standing. So the one on the left has his left shoulder under the bat. The one on the right has his right shoulder under the bat. So then it's the kotef yisol, and it makes sense. So each one pushes up. You know, as is the normal derech when you're carrying a burden on your shoulder.
Each one would have one shoulder.
Look, anybody who's tried to carry their computer laptop on their shoulder knows how disastrous this is. Because what you do is, if you lift your shoulder up, the thing falls off because it's away from pulling towards the outside instead of towards the inside. What you want to have is it on one side and on, right?
With the crossover.
You want to have with the crossover, and it's essentially what this achieves. Of course, they never make the straps long enough to have a crossover. But that is, in either event, it's obvious what the problem is here. I mean, that's the apple, no? That's the dot. That's the brain. That's what the
apple. I jumped that
one. Good. Fine. All right, so now let's get into the construction of Shlomo Shulchanis. So we're up to Tanur Rabbanan. Asara Shulchanot Asa Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech made, besides the Shulchan HaShomesh, 10 Shulchanot. It says, Vaya Shulchanot Asara, Vayanach Vahechal. He put his 10 Shulchanis in Vahechal, Chamisha Miyamin, Chamisha Mismol. Now, when you say Chamisha Miyamin, Chamisha Mismol, what do you mean? Im tomar, chamisha mimin ha-petach, chamisha mismol ha-petach, you're telling me that as you walk into the Echal, you have 5 shulchanot on the right and 5 shulchanot, that's impossible. Because in Kein Mazinu Shulchan Bedorom, then that would mean that the shulchanot that he put, with some of them, 5 of them would have to be on the south. Because as you're coming in, to your left is on the south. V'atora amra, v'ha-shulchan v'tein ha-tzela kapon, the Torah says, v'feresh, Al tzela hamishkan, so it has to be on the tzela tzafon. Therefore, what we have to understand is that Moshe's shulchan was in the middle, and then you had 5 to the right of Moshe's shulchan and 5 to the left of Moshe's shulchan. But not on the delets. And we'll get into the details of where that was and so on in a moment. Tanur Rabbanan, Eser Menorot Asar Shlomo. Now, he also made 10 menorot besides the menorah that Moshe Rabbeinu made. Shinema vayas et ha-menorot ha-zahav etzer kamishpat vayiten ba-echal chamisha miyamin v'chamisha mismol. Now again, what does that mean? Chamisha miyamin ha-petach? Chamisha mismol ha-petach? Can't mean that. Because im ken matzino menorah b'tzafon, if he was trying to make a menorah kamishpat, how can he put a menorah b'tzafon? V'ha-tayra amra, Veta menorah nocha kashulchan al tzela hamishkan temana. There it is beferish that the menorah has to be bitzad doin. Ela shel Moshe beemza. So here too we have to understand the menorah was set up with Moshe's in the middle, chamisha mimina, v'chamisha mismola, and 5 of Shlomo's were to the right, and 5 of Shlomo's were to the left.
Didn't just 2 days ago prevent them these things were all on one side? Lined up?
That's what you said.
But how do you have like mean and like small at the same time? They're all on one side before.
Why don't we wait till we get to where they were put exactly? We're going to get to. Tanya Chada. Now, one bride says, Mifatziya bayit v'lefim, hayu menafim. So one man, the Omar, seems to say that we start from the midpoint of the Heichal, and within that midpoint we fit in all of these kelim. The other Mavi Yomar says from the one-third point in, but the truth is it's exactly the same thing. Because lo kasha, marko kasha beit kadosh kadoshim ba'di yechal, umarlo kasha beit kadosh kadoshim ba'di yechal. Maisa, the bayit of Shlomo was shishim. 20 amas were the kodesh kadoshim. 40 amas was the yechal. So if we understand that they're both agreeing that in the middle 20 amas we had all of these things, then we refer to that in two ways: halfway into the bayit, meaning of the yechal. One third into the bias, meaning the bias, the echal and the kodesh kodashim together. That's exactly the same measurement. Turn around on it. Mizrachu ma'arava yumanachim divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe says that these menorahs shochanos, they are mizrach and ma'arav. So in other words, they're going along the length of the bias. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, omit tzafon v'doron. No, they're going from north to south. Now we're going to get into the details. My time with the Rebbe, Rebbe Shita, that it was placed Mizrach Umara, he says, look, we learned that out from the Menorah. The Menorah has got to be that it was placed Mizrach Umara, the Natsofa and the Doran, because, as we'll see, the Pusik is behind him to say this, and that's a given, that's the only thing that's given. So if that's given, then up haninami Mizrach Umara. So then that means that all of the other kelim had to have been placed in a west-east direction, east-west direction, which was by the length. And how do we know the menorah was, did you take for granted the menorah had to be from Mizrach Umara? Menorah Gufa Minola. Because the Torah calls the Dam Arovi Yaroch Oto Aaron is Ne Hashem. Apparently there is a Ner that Aaron is Ma'arif that is called is Ne Hashem. Now, if the menorah was suffering to Doron, then all of the Ner's are exactly in the same position, is Ne Hashem. What's it trying to call one more is Ne Hashem than the other? The only possible explanation for this pasuk is that there was one Ner that was close to the inside, and the other ones were not, and therefore we'll have to say that Mechalal to Kululam with Ne'ashem. The other ones are not called with Ne'ashem. He's not going to take from the Dorah. If you're going to tell me that the Ner was placed from north to south, then Kululam with Ne'ashem. They're all in precisely the same relationship to the Bifnim as any other. How does Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon answer that? He says, I learned it out from the Yoram. The Orain I know was arranged Tzaf and Vidarin. We just proved that. And that is a given. So if the Orain was Tzaf and Vidarin, then why shall we not assume that all of the Kalim were Tzaf and Vidarin? So why doesn't Rebbe learn out from Orain? Rebbe says, look, it's true. The Orain was Tzaf and Vidarin. We saw there was no choice.
Why
was he that? Because we proved that the Orain was Tzaf and Vidarin. That was our proof. Okay, I understand, but that's not the Kli. The Kli is the Orech of the Kli was L'Rocha. So Memela, he says, look, it makes more sense to learn out the other Kalim from the Menorah, which are B'chutz. So I learn out the Shulchan from the Menorah. I'm not going to go to the Orin to teach us how things should be in the Heichal. The Orin with B'Kodesh HaKadoshi, that could be at a different, completely different level. Why should I learn out the Kalim in the Heichal from the Yoram which is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? And according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, why don't we learn it from the Menorah? So I don't understand. It's the Menorah. I will learn it from the Menorah. The Menorah itself is Tzav and Vidarim. The only real Kli that we have as a given is the Yoram. The Menorah was Tzav and Vidarim. I thought, didn't we prove that it had to have been Mizrach Ma'arav, because it says Yarok Oto Aaron of Anav. No, that doesn't mean that the Menorah was Mizrach Ma'arav. That means the Mitzadik Lord's Dude. It means that the Neros were pointed towards the middle, and the middle was Lifnei Hashem, pointing towards the ornaments. In other words, the way in which I set up the tiers of the neiros was in such a way as to indicate that there was one with Bnei Hashem. I mean, because otherwise, how do you understand the pasuk says El Mul Bnei Amenorah? What's got El Mul Bnei Amenorah Ya'iru Shivat Hanerot? That means that they're all turned towards one spot. So how do you do that? Melamik Shayu Mitzadadim Pneihem Klape Nera Emsai. The others were all mayor towards the Nera Emsai. And then the Nera Emsai, so to speak, took all of their ore and was Mitzadad it Klape Pneihem. That way you get Shivat Hanerot, we're all coming from the same place. So by the same token, if that's the way that we have to arrange the piyos, then that means that we can call that ner, the ner marot, because that's the one that was neitek klapi marot. Omer Rabbi Nassim, by the way, says Rabbi Nassim, mikan she'emtzayim mishubach. From here, l'cher, you see that the middle is always the most kosher, because basically the way Rebbe was learning, there's no din of middle of the cloth. But the way he's learning, Rabbi Lazar, and the Chazapas, it's going to move Pnei Amenorah. So there needed to be something unique about the Pnei Amenorah. This has very important implications. For instance, you know that you have to read 10 psukim in the Torah for your Shalosh Aliyos. So how do we split the 10 psukim as a machlokas? From here you see the middle is the most cautious. So we should have 3, 4, and 3. Or if you have 3 people walking, should the most chashuv person be in the right, or should the most chashuv person be in the middle? From here you see that Dam Zayin is chashuv. So we should put the most chashuv in the middle.
So half of the Torah doesn't go second instead of first?
Yeah, good point.
It's a good word for middle child.
That's right. Yeah. So Bishlech Elman Yomar Mizrahu Marav Vav Yasvi. If you're going to tell me then indeed the kelim were arranged along the wall, either on the north or the south, depending which kli, in a direction going from east to west. Okay, then it makes sense, because I can fit, basically, I have over here a shulchan, which is amasayim orcho, and I have to fit 10 of these shulchanes within the 20 amas in the middle of the bayis, right? So we're saying mikasiya bayis. That leaves us 20 amas. There's 40 amas altogether, and the bayis are shlisha by 60 amas altogether. I had to finish by the time I got up to the Kodesh HaKadosh in the Torah. So I had room in 20 amas for 10 shulchanos of Shlomo. That would be each one 2 amas, 20 amas. Assuming that we put them one, stack them one next to the other, we have a row of shulchanos. Who said there was bread on there? Good issues which we shall discuss. But at least we found out where we could put them. That's the first problem. How exactly now were we able to fit the shulchanos at Safan Vidorim? Yes, I understand that. I mean, Safan Vidorim, there were also 20 amas in the entire Heichal. But you don't exactly have any room to be mitzamse. In other words, what you're telling me is that there was no space between the shulchanos at all. In other words, that these things were so finely engineered that we were actually able to put the two shulchanos together with no problem of any spacing between the molecules on the surface.
Why are we assuming they're the same size as the original shulchan?
Because it says kemishpat. Okay. They were made like the original.
The same with the menorah as well, the same size?
Same size. So you physically couldn't do that. And let's assume you could physically do that, okay? So he had these things honed to tolerances that were the same tolerance of the binyan, and that literally you went from one wall to the other. I mean, you understand this creates a little bit of a problem for the poor Kohen who's trying to get into the Kodesh HaKadosh on Yom Kippur, or I mean, if anybody is trying to do the bring in the chalas onto the shulchan, I mean, it was a disaster. But this is some interior design, let me tell you. Have the shulchan going straight across from one end to the other. So, I mean, I don't understand. How in the world would we fit Asura Besrin Echaviyasve?
And even assuming you could, the Kohanim Eichah, the Eilah, how did the Kohanim get into the Eichah? The Sue, Matzilu Chamisha Shulchanot B'Darom. Besides, we said before, the whole reason we wanted to say that it was on the right and the left was to avoid having the Shulchanot on the south side. And now you're telling me that we had them straight across, so then that means that unavoidably five of the Shulchanot are going to be on the south side? Besides which, I got another problem. Where in the world was poor Moshe Shulchan? The original we didn't leave any room for. So Shulchan the Moshe, Eke, Amanachle? No, and the Mandiyom Rebbe Zichu Ma'ariv also. I mean, you didn't take into consideration where's the Shulchan of Moshe. You only measured 10. You said 10 fit into 20. Well, even if they stick out a little bit, I mean, let's say I have an additional tefach sticking out, it doesn't bother me that much. I'm talking about it's from mid-bias. It's not a physical problem. It's barak where we want to put it. So that part is good, but I mean, if you have yet another shulchan there, you have 11 shulchanites, then it's not mechatzia binds. So shulchan the mechatzia, ayakabi monachlet. So clearly you're missing the whole point over here. Nobody ever suggested that all these shulchanites are put in a line. Who said they're put in a line? Actually, misabret chadarave. Well, you think it was one line in shulchanites? And believe me, Shlomo could afford a good interior in the designer. Tredar in them. You had two rows of shulchanos. If you have two rows, you have plenty of room to fit in. Good, I'd say. Also, you have a little bit of a shulchan going with Dorin. That's also lo nora. The point is that the main shulchanos were the top. And even according to the Amana, the top of the Dorin, you had two rows. Okay, so Bishlan Matyam, the top and the Dorin shot. Let's see how we have this worked out. We've got plenty of room, really, because we've got the space over here on either side of Tzoff and Ladona, and we've got two roads, and you can go around them. I mean, you've got two shulchanot that are only one amma wide, right? And you've got 20 ammas in which you're placing these two roads. I can fit them in, but if you're telling me that the shulchanos were arranged in two rows running along the Mizrach and Marav side. No, let's figure out whether that really works, okay? Because, how far away is the shulchan from the wall? Because the shulchan was not mamish along the wall, as it says, Beferish Mirach, the reason was because you needed to have room for two kohanim walking side by side with two marachot to come along the wall, because that's how they walk to the shulchan. Okay, it brings Rashi. So the bottom line is, in Yuma, it gives us the description of the way things are set up. There was room from the wall, Shtamzimeth. Then you've got another Amma for the shulchanos. That's the width of the shulchan. Then you've got between the two sets of shulchanos, the two rows of shulchanos, in order for Kohanim to get in there, you've got again Shtam Semechsa, the Beni Beni. Then you have after that the Amma Didei, and then you've got the Amma of the Shulchan. Shtei Ammas Umechsa the Beni Beni, the Amma Didei, and then you've got another two Ammas and a half between the next row, because that Moshe Rabbeinu Shulchan we said was separate in the middle. And so now, how exactly does that work out? Now you're telling me that actually the shulchan was significantly in the Doran, because the entire row to the right, or to the left, when as you came in, there was an entire row of shulchanas that was half an amma of the Doran was being eaten up. Because we had two and a half, and we had two and a half, and then we had the amma. You're already sticking out into the middle of the next one, and the other two and a half between the Moshe Rabbeinu's. So how does that work? I thought we're makbid that it should be the Dorah. No, you're making an assumption that we had another road for Moshe Rabbeinu Shulchan. Who says we had another road for Moshe Rabbeinu Shulchan? Me Sabra Shulchan, the Moshe Rabbeinu, the Yaz, well, you think that Moshe Rabbeinu Shulchan was placed along the same road? No, the middle of Manasle, basically, Moshe Rabbeinu Shulchan stood in front of the two roads, and they were in front of Moshe lower down, because the remember that the Harabayas keeps going up from Mizrach Lamayra. So they were like lower, so to speak, along the Har, like Talmidim that were sitting in front of the rock. So Meshe Rabbeinu Shulchan was giving a drasha, and the other Shulchanites were the Talmidim that were listening to the drasha of Meshe.
How steep is this incline?
No, the Har was inclined. I mean, the same as minus percent. It's a remez, in other words, that that they are on the lower place of the Har, and Meshe Rabbeinu is on the highest place of the Har.
It's just a little drawing.
The drawing in the middle of the page.
Yes, that's where we have to go.
Yeah. So therefore, it doesn't have to be talking about the separate roads.
And it's on this direction?
No, that's not that one. Yeah. Turn around. Yeah. Hasora shulchanais asa shleimim. Lo yimisadin en ha'ashomim. There were 10 shulchanis that he made, but the cedar, the lech ha'maponim, was only on Moshe. Shenema v'et ha'shulchan asher alav lech ha'maponim zahav, that one was only ha'shulchan. So that was the shulchan of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the others were decorative. He wasn't marbe in the shulchanis.
Why don't you
Yeah.